Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello and welcome back to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast. I'm Georgia Jones and I'm your host for this week. So I have been home to my parents because I decided I needed to be parented. I needed my mum to look after me for a little bit, and goodness me, it was just what I needed. So I'm suggesting to anyone that needs to just tap out for a little while and not have the pressure of being a parent, go back to your mum and dad's house and be looked after. So today's guest on Mummy's the Word is Takis, one of my friends, actually. She's a mum, a businesswoman, a dancer, an incredible dancer, and a fitness instructor. Originally from South Africa, Takis now lives in the UK with her two gorgeous little girls, Suri and Sana. She champions body positivity and is just a great all-round role model for mums and women in general. Welcome to the podcast, Takis.
Thank you for having me.
So lovely to have you here. So me and Takis are actually with the same management, so we know each other very well, don't we? We've been on retreats together. We've went to Newquay together.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we had a bit of a beach stay.
We did. It was just fabulous. And it was nice and warm, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We had a lovely time. We had beers and pizza on the beach, didn't
we? Oh, yes. And a bit of dance session.
Well, you were dancing. I don't know what I was doing. It's not much rhythm in me. Honestly, Takis is obviously a professional dancer. I am the complete opposite of what a professional dancer is, which is just not being able to dance whatsoever. So, yeah. And Takis like, should we dance in this content? No, we shall,
like,
we shall not.
Yeah,
we're not doing that.
You're like, let's look pretty, smile, gorgeous.
I was like, I'll just smile and sit and pose with my beer and pizza. Thank you.
Or hold my head.
Yeah. That's why I had a prop. That's why I had a hat. I needed a prop. Otherwise, I would have just been insanely awkward. So, for those of you that don't know, Takis, she's South African. Don't know if you can tell that in her beautiful, beautiful accent, but lives in the UK now. Yeah. And you have two lovely daughters, Suri and Sana.
Yes.
Sana. I was checking I said that right.
Yeah.
I know exactly what her name is. Yeah. And how old are the girls?
So Suri's 3 and Sana's 6.
Oh, God. Yeah, because obviously Sana and Cooper, they're the same age.
Yes, we were pregnant at the same time.
We were. And you are a wonderful working mummy. What is it you run?
So I'm a piano dance class.
Yes.
On Saturdays, which is fun. Super fun.
Social media, you are.
Digital content creator. I'm a women's wellness advocate. I love cheering on women to just be their best selves on social media.
And actually, I don't know whether anyone that has not seen it, and if you haven't, go on Takis' Instagram, but you were on the front cover of Women's Health in South Africa, right? Because Takis is a big deal, a very big deal in South Africa.
Thanks.
I always think to myself, like, because you are actually very famous out there. I mean, no disrespect to you here, but probably more famous in South Africa than you are than in England.
Yeah.
I think I'd have struggled moving to a different country and not being quite as well known. Was it difficult for
you? It was so hard. It was literally humble beginnings.
Yeah.
I mean, I moved to the UK and it was like, who's this girl? Sorry, who are you?
Yeah.
I had to knock on doors again. I had to start from scratch, which I didn't mind because I love a good challenge. However, I was pregnant at the time. So, I mean, I was like, can the work just come? You know, I'm pregnant. And also it was COVID. So it was a weird time. But also at the same time, I had to work because that's the type of person I am. If I'm not working, I go crazy. I can't just sit and do nothing all day. So I had to knock. But luckily, I had a few people who were like, hey, we love your content.
Yeah.
let's do something, you know. So I did a few of those. And then Max found me.
Max found you. Imagine. So Max is our manager. And he obviously was scrolling the,
Max is brilliant.
The internet and found you. He's like, hello, I like you. Let's take you
exactly.
on.
Exactly. I was even like, how did you find me? I'm all the way from South Africa. I've barely been in the UK for a year. And you found me. But yeah, that was awesome. And the moment Max found me, I was like, I can breathe.
Yeah.
However, when he first reached out, he had no website. He had no footprint. Oh. I was like, who's this man?
Yeah,
no thanks.
He just started his company as well, hadn't he? So you were a bit like, I'm like, this does not feel safe.
Nope. And I think I ignored the first email. And then he came back again and he had like signed 16 people. And I looked at all the talent and I was like, now we're talking. And I signed.
Yeah.
And I hadn't even met him because it was COVID. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think it was just a conversation I had with him. He was so honest and just so raw about his story and his situation. And I was like, for me, this is real. And I would rather sign with someone who's real, honest, and hardworking.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's why I signed with him. And ever since then, I've been working.
You have been
Thank
working.
Goodness. Jesus. Yeah. And I mean, I've worked with so many amazing brands.
Yeah.
And I now feel like I'm in a place where, okay, now I can, you know, kind of almost feel like my old working self again.
Yeah.
Even though obviously it's two different countries, but I feel so much better about being in the UK and working.
Yeah. And you feel like you can, I think when you start like actually seeing the benefits of working, then you feel like you can just relax a little bit more as well when you've got kids.
Of course. Yeah.
Like the pressure to make sure you are providing and you have, you know, enough money to give them the life that you want to give them.
Exactly. And not only that, like for my girls, I want them to know what hard work is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to think money falls from trees. They even know, like, if I have to leave the house, I'm like, girlfriend, mama's going to work. Yeah. The spread is not going to buy itself.
Yeah.
You know?
That's exactly what I say to Cooper. Yeah. Like, if he was like, oh, mommy, do you have to go to work? I'm like, well, do you want nice things? And do you want a roof over your head? And do you want food on your plate? Because if you do, then yes, mummy does need to go to work. And that's just life. And that's what we have to do.
And it's the perfect age to introduce it now. So that as they get older, they'll want to, like, I don't know, go sell cookies in the corner of the street or, I don't know, or make...
Maybe not in England.
Or,
maybe
you guys don't do that, Oh, in South Africa. You can post up on the corner of the street,
have your
cookies, your chips. Oh, yeah, and you can just sell to whoever walks past.
I think we'd just be moved on by the police here. They'd be like, hey, you haven't got a license for this.
Like, bye, get out of here.
I don't care if you're six, no.
That's crazy. So you have to buy a building before you can sell anything?
Yeah, you've got to have a street license. You've got to have a seller's permit.
That's wild. I mean, I wish they did that, because there wouldn't be so many people begging on the streets.
Oh, I know.
I believe in job creation and, you know, making money for yourself in the most creative ways.
Yeah.
But
again. God, like little lemonade stands and things like that. Well, I have actually, I don't know whether you do this with the girls, because your girls are on, you show their faces and they're in your campaign sometimes, same as Coops is with me. And I started actually paying him a little bit of money.
Yeah.
So when he does, like, you know, helps me with a shoe, I'll say to him, like, you know, you obviously deserve to be paid for this. Yeah. So I'll pay you a little bit and it can go in your piggy bank. You can save it or you can spend it on some Lego or, you know, whatever. I always wonder whether people think that's a bit strange, but I think it's like quite a good way of teaching him that you have to work and then you get money. You don't just get it.
I believe in that. I mean, even with the girls, so even things like doing little chores around the house, I'm like, if you do chores and, you know, help mama out, I'll put something in your little piggy bank. And they like get straight into it because they want to make something to buy what they like. And even like with saving, I'm teaching them about saving. I'm sure you're doing the same.
Yeah.
I think it's a perfect age to do it. And I don't know for you, but for me growing up, I didn't really have that. I mean, I did have that concept of having a piggy bank, but I think I wasn't like taught from an early age to save money or this is how money works. I was a last born. I got what I asked for. So I was quite spoiled.
How many is there of you?
It's just two of us. And I have an older brother.
Right.
And he's 5 years older than me. So I got like...
Spoiled. And you're the girl, because you're the girl
the
as girl. Well, like the, the youngest,
exactly.
The girl.
Girls get everything.
They do.
Exactly. So I didn't have that, but I think the older I got, I was like, no, you know what? I want to switch it up for my girls. I want them to know from a young age. Because also with schools here, I don't think they really teach that, right?
No. I mean, honestly, I think that this should be one of the main subjects taught in school, like finances, how to deal with your finances.
Of course.
Like, I remember when I first started earning and Dad was like, oh, don't forget, you know, you've got to put a certain amount away for tax. I was like, what's tax? I didn't even know what tax yeah. was. And he was like, oh, well. And I was like, what? They take our money? Yeah. I was like, this is not fair. And why am I not prepared for yeah. this? And I remember it was such a shock. And I was like, why are they teaching us, like, about, I don't know, trigonometry? I don't want to yeah. know that. I need to know how to do my tax return. That's what I need to know how to do. Need to be
it's
prepared.
Life skills.
Yeah.
They need it.
Maybe they do that in school now. I don't know, because obviously our kids aren't at age yet, are they?
I hope they do, because, I mean, in school I didn't have that.
No, we didn't. We did have a little thing where you could go in. So it was like once, I can't remember how often, and we all had our little bank account booklets.
Okay.
And it was for a bank called Yorkshire Bank. I don't know whether it's still going. And we would go in and you could deposit your money. So you'd hand your money over and they yeah. would put it into a bank for you.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, so I remember, I don't know whether anyone else, any listeners, had that.
That is
but
brilliant.
Yeah, we had that when we were growing up. Fun. I've just remembered that.
I wonder if they still have it, because that's brilliant.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And you could take in however much you wanted and you take
perfect.
It into school. I mean, to be honest, now if kids were taking money into school, it probably gets nicked, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, back then, it didn't. But yes. Going back to you and not me and my yeah. little child bank account. So you obviously moved over to England
yes.
when you were pregnant.
I was pregnant with Suri.
How pregnant were you when you moved?
I think I was... So I moved it was end of the year. Suri was born in June. So I was like about 4 months.
Right,
months,
okay. And
months.
And how was that? Like, did you leave your whole support network over there? Or did anyone, did like your mum or anyone come with you?
So my mum came for like maybe 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then she left. But she wasn't here for when I had Suri, which was so hard. So in South Africa, I'm used to having support, like my aunts down the road,
yeah,
and the nanny that we had for Sana, yeah. you know, so I always had like a support system around me. Then I got here and it was like, girl, you're on your own.
Yeah.
And also things work differently here. You have to pay like per hour. Back in South Africa, you can pay someone like a day fee and they'll just help you the whole day.
And they're just there the whole day.
They're the whole day, yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, it was completely different. And also during COVID, people didn't really want to like come over to anyone's house. I mean, it wasn't allowed.
No.
So you had to like do everything for yourself.
Yeah. So you'd gone from like having all this support over in South Africa and then come in and having two kids.
Yep.
And one of them being a newborn.
Exactly.
Did you have many friends over here either?
I do, but yeah. everyone's so spread out because you know how massive London is.
Yeah.
Everyone is so spread out. No one can be bothered to see each other every weekend.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I didn't get that concept because in South Africa, it's like, girl, where are you? I'm coming. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Mm.
Here, you have to like travel an hour and a bit.
Yeah.
So even with my friends, I mean, I hardly see them, but I see them when I can.
Yeah.
They also have, some of them have kids. They also have responsibilities. So we can't all just, you know, jump up when
no,
we want.
You can't
so,
just always drop everything, can
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
And like be there.
Exactly. And I think that also made my move like super hard because I left family, friends, just comfort.
Yeah, of
And
course.
I felt like I came to a cold country.
Yeah, literally.
And yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's
not talk about the weather.
But yeah, I think as time went, I started getting used to it. Mm. And then also as the world opened up, I saw more people.
I mean, what a hard time to move to a different country as well, like during COVID. It's so funny now because whenever I do this podcast and I'm talking about people's like journeys in motherhood, and they're like, oh yeah, because it was COVID when I was pregnant. And I always, I'm like, now, like, oh my God, I keep forgetting that, like, that happened. I've almost, like, blocked it completely out of my mind. Because it was hideous. Because, like, we'd have had two and a half, three-year-olds as well at that point as well. And interestingly, I feel like it was actually when Cooper did his most development into, like, mentally. Like, that's when he started talking, because Cooper's quite a slow talker. And that's when he actually started, speaking properly. So that was, like, a nice thing. But in terms of me mentally during COVID, I was, like,
broken
woman. I was like, I can't do this.
No,
I need to see people.
Hard. Yeah. I also think my pregnancy was also completely different. I don't blame you for, like, blocking it out. So even with Suri, my pregnancy was completely different to Sana. Sana was easy.
Yeah.
You know, first pregnancy, it's just everything went perfectly fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Went back to work 3 weeks later,
did
dancing.
You? Yeah. Oh my God.
Suri, as soon as I landed in the UK, TMI, I was bleeding.
Oh gosh. And you were only 4 months at this point?
Yeah, I was 3 months. 3 months.
3 months.
Three months.
Right.
bleeding. I hadn't been signed to any doctor. I hadn't been, like, nothing. And no one could really help me until I had, like, a doctor assigned to me. And I was
wow.
This is wild. So you can imagine when I arrived here, I was like, I want to go home.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
someone help me.
Yeah. Did you go to A&E?
Yes, I did. Right. Waited for hours. They were like, oh, we don't know why you're bleeding. You know, we'll call you when it's your turn. Waited for hours because obviously they help you if they see that you're about to die.
Yeah.
I don't know if my baby was dying, you know, I was just bleeding.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was that. After I gave birth, my placenta got stuck.
Hang on,
There was just so much.
Did they tell you why you were bleeding? Was there
Oh, they were like, some women bleed. It happens.
Oh, right. So and you weren't monitored or anything?
No, I then had to get I had to go for a scan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But even with that, I had to wait like 3-4 days.
Oh, wow.
I know, it was...
That is a long time.
I know,
especially when you don't know what's happening.
Exactly.
And it's your first child. Mm-hmm. Like, the panic sets in, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, I was panicking. I was crying every day.
I'm not surprised.
I didn't know if I still had the baby or not.
Sorry, it was your second child. It wasn't your first child,
yeah.
Was it?
Second child, yeah. I didn't know if I still had a baby or not. Also, because 3 months, you can't feel anything.
No.
Then I went for a scan and then we then saw Suri. But then they were like, yeah, I mean, some women bleed, some women don't. We don't know. And I was like,
right, wow.
Yeah,
great answer. I love it when they give you like nothing. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, after all of that, you give me like a, yeah. Oh, well.
You shrug your shoulders.
Jeez, thanks.
Yeah. Honestly, the care sometimes is appalling.
Yeah.
When you give birth, your placenta got stuck. Jeez. And for anyone that hasn't given birth yet, that is listening to this, placentas are massive. They're like the size of like a dinner plate, aren't they? And I had no idea. I thought it was just like a little liver.
like something tiny until you see it like boom on the table.
Like a big,
you're like
flat, like massive. Like, it's like a giant blood clot, isn't it?
Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah. People don't tell you about the fact that you have to give birth to that
it.
Either.
Yeah. Like, so I tried to give birth to it and they like tried to help it by tugging it in.
Did they give you an injection?
They did.
Yeah, and that didn't help.
That didn't help.
Wow.
I saw the faces of the midwife. She was like,
that's not coming.
Okay. I was like, okay, cool. Something's not right.
during your pregnancy, was there any like indication that your placenta was like attached anywhere? Or
No, not even.
Okay.
No, not at all.
So was it stuck or was it actually attached to your body?
Good question. I don't know if it was stuck because it was attached, but the doctor had to like put his whole arm in scrape it out.
Wow. I mean,
I know TMI.
No, please. We love TMI. Nothing more humbling than being fisted.
Oh yeah. I was like, I don't want to see that doctor ever again.
I'm just mortified they even fit up there.
Right. Oh my goodness.
To be fair, a baby did pave the way first.
That's true.
So
that's true. I mean, I didn't feel anything, but I could just imagine it.
In normal day life, that would
be hideous.
So he had to pull it out.
Yeah, he literally scraped it out.
Wow. Was there any like lasting effects of that, or was that kind of?
I do feel like my recovery did take a bit longer.
Did it?
Yeah, and yeah. I'm comparing it to obviously Sana.
Yeah,
where the recovery was quicker, everything was fine, and also because I'm quite fit. I mean, I worked out throughout my pregnancy.
Yeah,
and usually I get back on like after 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 to 6 weeks, but this time I chilled. My body was just like, no, girl.
Right.
So I just listened to my body and I relaxed.
See, that's really good that you listened as well. Because for somebody that's so into their fitness and dancing and you are, you know, a very, very fit, healthy person.
Yeah.
It's very hard not to want to go back to that straight away.
Of course.
Especially when you've done that already before with your first pregnancy. But good on you for actually listening to your body, because I think a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
And then that's where there's problems.
I know.
Like, and people then, do too much.
Of course. And I think for me, it was super hard. Don't get me wrong. But the thing was for me is I'd rather be better so that I can like keep doing what I'm doing for longer as opposed to just getting back to it because I just want to feel great.
Yeah.
Even though you probably won't feel great after it. So,
no.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to listen to your body. It's something I've been doing for a very long time because I am a dancer. I mean, I could be dancing and I could like feel, oh, my knees.
Yeah.
And I need to like stop.
Yeah. You know? I need you to stop this for a little bit.
Yeah. So I just stop the show.
Where do you do your dance classes, by the way? For anyone listening that's like,
yes, guys, please come dance with me. So the Ama Piano classes, they're available to everybody. Whether you're a dancer, whether you're a mover shake at home, whether you've got two left feet, which I don't believe in. The classes are in Vauxhall.
I can show you, then you'll believe.
Let's go.
No.
We should have a dance-off.
Honestly, nothing sparks fear into me more than somebody saying, can you dance? You dance like, with me? I'm like, oh no, absolutely not. Like, it makes me feel a bit physically sick.
Really? You're like, miss me.
Honestly, when I was modelling, if I went into a casting and I got wind that the models prior to me going in was knew that we had to dance, I was literally like, okay, I'm going to leave this casting now.
Really?
Yeah, that's how much I get scared of dancing.
But now what do you do like on a night out?
I have no idea. Get drunk.
Like, drink, thanks, finally.
And then I have to have a drink in my hand to be able to dance because if my hands are free, I'm quite like long and like I just don't know what to do.
Do you feel awkward?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna give you dance moves that you can do while you're out with a drink in your hand.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. I can do it. Everyone will be like, wow, you got those moves. What's going on?
You're going to be like, yeah, check me out.
I also went through a phase of like having to have my hair down because I would need to be able to have like something to play with the other hand. So it would need to be like drinking that hand. I can like play with my hair with this hand or hold my handbag in this hand.
I see.
So then I didn't have like that awkwardness.
That weird.
Yeah. Like God knows what I was doing with the rest of my body. Yeah.
No, I want to see you on a night out because this is pretty interesting.
No, I'm never. Especially not in front of someone that's a professional. God. No, thank you. Anyway, back to you.
Do you have an insatiable fascination with the paranormal? Brace yourself, for the supernatural world is about to reveal all of its secrets on the Paranormal Activity Podcast. And who better to guide you through this hair-raising journey than myself, Yvette Fielding, renowned paranormal investigator. Every episode of Paranormal Activity takes you on an unforgettable adventure into the unknown. But that's not all. The true heart of this podcast lies in the stories, evidence, and questions shared by our devoted listeners. Will you dare to join me? Listen to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So how have you found having two girls? Obviously, you know, you're black.
Yeah.
And there is still racism in this world.
Of course.
And your gorgeous girls have got the most beautiful hair. And I know you've talked to me about it before of like, I think it was Sana had said, oh, mummy, I'd like straight. She said she'd like straight hair.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? How do you feel about it all?
You know, like, firstly, the area I'm in needs more diversity.
Especially we live in similar areas, don't we? Yeah. There is not much diversity.
No, it's very white. Yeah. So Sana sees straight hair all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, recently now she's like, I want a fringe. And I'm like, girl, if you want a fringe, you need to be happy with a fringe that's like, you know, poking up.
She's got fringes like, and curly hair never worked,
does it?
Doesn't
work, and I'm very like real and honest with her. But then I'll go back and have a conversation with her and like remind her that your hair is beautiful the way it is.
Yeah.
And I even tell her like your hair does so many amazing things. You can braid it. You can have it straight. You can have it curly. You can have it up. You can have it down. It's so versatile, you know. So I want her to fall in love with her hair and actually know how beautiful her hair is the way it is.
Yeah.
And because she doesn't see enough people with the same hair type, I think she does kind of feel left out.
Yeah.
Because if I look at her class, everyone's hair is straight.
Yeah.
I think maybe there's like a boy with like curlyish, wavyish hair, but that's about it.
Mm.
So it is hard to navigate, but it's something I need to work on every day, even with the little one.
Really?
Yeah. I have to navigate every day because they don't have anyone to like look at to say, okay, they've got the same hair as me. Great.
Yeah.
So I try read them books about hair. Not even just hair, even like their skin color.
Yeah.
Because the son will sometimes ask me, Mama, how come I'm this complexion? Suri is this color and you're this color.
Mm.
And my dad's this color. You know, she's trying to understand. And now she's noticed it.
Mm.
So then I go into the conversation of, you know, we're all born different. We all look different. And then I also explain to her that she's mixed raced. So I have to have all these real conversations with her.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it's something that I think a white mum of a white child can be quite ignorant to, is that you have to have these ongoing conversations all the time, whereas we don't. We don't have to have those conversations. I mean, obviously we do to teach them that, you know, never, ever be racist. And, you know, everyone's just different. Everyone is the way they are.
Yeah.
But we don't have to have the difficult conversations like you do but your hair is like this. It's beautiful. This is your hair and this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like the amount of people, it's funny, isn't it? Because if you've got curly hair, you don't want curly hair. If you've got straight hair, you don't want straight hair, do you?
I think that's everyone.
Yeah, that is always life. You always want what you don't have. It's the difficulty and the fact that you do have to constantly do that.
Always, every day. And also, as moms, we're not in control of the conversations they have at school.
No.
I don't know what's being said to her for her to come home and not love her skin or her hair.
Yeah.
But all I can do on my side is just reassure her that she's beautiful just the way it is.
Mm.
Every morning we do affirmations.
Do you?
Every
morning. I feel like this is more of a girl mum thing, but maybe I need to introduce it with Cooper
too. I think you should. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should. I think it's for every child.
What do you say?
So we say things like, so I let them tell me how they're feeling and what they think they are.
Yeah.
So I'll start, I'll be like, I am. And then they'll say, beautiful.
Oh.
And then I'll be like, I am. They'll be like, brave. I am perfect just the way I am. I am, you know, and they
I
just keep
that.
Adding powerful. Yeah. But in the beginning, I obviously gave them ideas of what they could say.
Yeah.
But now just let them say what they feel like they need to say for the day.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. I mean, when I watch them, I'm just like, you know what? I'm doing a good job.
Yeah. Well done.
I'm like, you know what? Pat on the back, you know?
I'm
very proud of myself.
And that's really good to like appreciate yourself as a parent, because I sometimes think that, and like, I don't think you appreciate yourself enough sometimes, but we should, because sometimes I'll watch Cooper and I'll be like, oh, he's so gorgeous, look how kind he's being. And then I'm like, oh, I did that.
Yes, exactly.
He's like that because he's learned that. So that's good.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Right.
Well done, me and Danny.
Throw yourself a party.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I don't think we do appreciate like our kids' really good qualities.
Yeah.
They're learned from us.
Exactly. If it wasn't for us, they wouldn't have those great qualities.
No.
And you're right. We don't celebrate ourselves enough. And I think because we get so stuck in the parent life of the rush of school run, do this, getting things done, that we forget the little things that are actually big things that we've done so well.
Yeah.
That's why I always like tell my mom friends, like, take a moment sometimes and just take a step back, look at the situation, look what you've done, or look what's happened.
Yeah.
Just breathe, and that's when you'll like see everything and actually realize that everything's okay, you're doing great.
Yeah, that's it. And you're such a positive person. Like, you really do radiate that. Whenever I see you, I'm like, oh, here she is. This sunshine's walked into the room. Because you are. You're like upbeat, you're confident, you're positive.
Thank you.
How, like, for women, for mums especially, that like don't feel that, because there are so many out there that just don't have that, lose their confidence. Like I did when I had Cooper. Now I look back at photos of myself, I'm actually really skinny in some of the photos. I'm like, bloody hell, what was I doing? Breastfeeding, basically. I was having the life sucked out of me. But I didn't feel confident in myself. I thought I looked, you know, frumpy and this, and I didn't know how to dress because my boobs were bigger and I had boobs for the first time. Like, you know, my rib cage had got wider, and now I love my post-baby body.
Yeah.
I am curvier and I really like it. But back then, it was all new. I was learning. I'd lost my confidence. So for any woman feeling like the same way, what would you recommend? How do we get that confidence back?
You know, for me, I went through two pregnancies, both completely different. And I feel with both, I transformed twice, I could say that. And I think for me, what worked was just to be on my own journey and not compare myself to other people, and also not to compare myself to my old body.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest thing we do. We hang on so tightly as to what we used to look like. Mm. And the thing is, once you have a baby, you'll never look like that again. And that's okay, because you've grown an entire human in your body. And yes, it'll come with stretch marks or, you know, hips, like you're saying, boobs.
Yeah.
And I think we just need to take it a day at a time to take in what all the changes that have happened. It's not easy. It's not an overnight thing. Mm. It's something that you have to keep on working on. And also just embrace the change.
Mm.
Embrace it as hard as it is. I mean, with me, like, my feet are bigger than what they were. I've got stretch marks. You know, there's my tummy's different. Everything is different.
Yeah.
And it was hard, especially being in the fitness industry.
Of course. Yeah.
I wanted to look a certain way. I wanted to be. And having a baby humbled me. And I think those tough lessons made me love myself more and made me realize that, you know what, embrace change and it's okay. It's part of life. And the thing is, our old bodies were never always the same. We're changing every day.
Yeah.
And that's something we need to remember. So if you're a new mom, focus on your own journey. Don't panic. The changes need to happen. You've just birthed an amazing, beautiful child for 9 months.
Yes.
Also, with losing weight, don't even pressure yourself.
No.
It'll go, and give yourself as much time as it did to actually grow the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be pressured by society or what you see on social media, because that will just drive you into a hole of stress.
Yeah, of course.
And depression.
And you don't want to go there. Yourself as well.
Of course, yeah.
Do you know what I think as well? Like, during the part where you're pregnant, you get so much attention. And like, everyone's like, oh my God, you look amazing.
Yeah.
And then you have the baby. And then the baby's there. And I feel like the mum then kind of just gets forgotten about a bit.
Of course.
And isn't given like all that credit. Because I think what gets forgotten is we grew an actual physical human. And pushed it out
that
one way or another.
Powerful. That
like, we do not get credit enough for this.
No.
Like, people would be in hospital for less than that, like for like a few weeks.
We
do it and we're out within a day sometimes.
Exactly.
I was out within half a day, less than 24 hours.
Jeez.
I had given birth, been stitched up and shipped out. And now the hospital was wonderful, but still. And it's like, I've literally just birthed a child.
Yeah.
And then you're just thrown out into the world.
It's like, job's done.
Yeah.
Next.
So you're obviously going, so you've gone from this, like, being on this pedestal to just being this, like, shriveled little woman.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I'm exhausted.
Oh, no.
I'm sore. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And dear God, I have a child now.
And nobody sees
you. Yeah, nobody's going, you look amazing, you look beautiful, you're incredible.
Oh, you're doing great.
Yeah.
There's none of that.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
That is, I would say, if there was more of that once you've had the baby, we'd all maybe be in much better places.
I agree, because it'll be that extra boost of confidence of, actually, I'm doing good. I'm, you know.
Yeah.
We need that. And we're human.
Yeah.
We're human. That's why I also think affirmations work. If you do your own affirmations, just look in the mirror. Look at your body the way it is, as raw as it is, while you're wearing those What do you call those panties? Like
the pants that you wear after you give birth.
Oh, I used to stand in the mirror and be like, you are a gorgeous girl.
Yes, well done, Zachies.
Bleeding and all. I was like, you know what? I'm going to hype myself up. If no one else is going to do it,
good.
I'm going to do it. And I did it. As hard as it was, sometimes I was crying.
Yeah, like, sometimes you didn't really believe yourself.
I was like, oh my gosh, my body is happening.
Yeah, you're like, I am beautiful.
Exactly. Then I'll go eat something that made me feel better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we just need to surround ourselves with love, whether it's from ourselves or other people who are filled with love. And also just do little things that fill up your cup, things that make you happy.
Yeah.
I think that helps.
Always talk about filling up your cup. Like, it is so important. I think that's important. I wish that had been the one bit of advice that I had been given as a new mum.
Yeah.
Would be to make sure that my cup's full so that I can then give what I need to give.
Because
my problem was I was just completely empty all the time because I was giving everything.
Mm.
And I wish I'd have known that that was really detrimental to me, everyone around me. Being the mother I needed to be.
Of course, because you can't really function.
No.
You're empty. You're like, it's like and then driving a car with no petrol.
Exactly. And then you get to burnout and then you're no good for anybody. Exactly. Like my body would basically, what would happen is I would always get to a point where I would then be so poorly, my body literally wouldn't let me do anything anymore.
Oh, wow.
And it would go, right, Georgia, we're going to make you really sick because you need to stop.
Oh, okay.
And you need to rest.
Yeah.
So that's happened.
That's when you know.
Yeah. It maybe happened like 3 times. And I was like, okay, right.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, body, though, for telling me and stopping me. Because otherwise,
the body's so powerful, though.
Honestly, like,
we just need to listen more.
You're quite an advocate of, you know, like fitness being linked quite strongly to mental health, aren't
you? Yes, I am. Like, definitely. I think it's so, like, you need to move. You need to, and when I say move, I don't mean, like, go do, like, CrossFit for 2 hours a day, or whether it's you just going outside for a walk, getting some sunshine. It's just so good to get those endorphins going.
Yeah.
And, like, even for me, so in the mornings, I always have to wake up an hour earlier before the girls so that I can work out, or I can meditate, or I don't know, journal, or just do anything that feeds me and fills up my cup.
Mm.
So that by the time the girls are up, I'm like,
ready.
Right, let's go. I'm in a good mental state. I'm ready to take on whether there's tantrums or anything. I'm like, bring on anything.
Yeah.
This mama's cup is full, you know? So it's the same even with working out. I think it's so good for your mental health because it's part of taking care of your body.
Yeah, it is.
You can't function and not take care of your body. It's impossible.
And it's being strong for the kids as well.
Of
you know,
course.
You want to be mentally, but also physically strong.
Yeah.
I feel, I know one of my friends was saying the same thing. You want to be, you know, when they're 6, be able to pick them up. Like right now, Cooper's getting heavy.
Oh, son, that's sweet. I'm like,
what? Yeah, and you're only little as well. I've got height on my side have that extra lift.
At least you're nice and tall,
But, God, but I'm like, God, if I didn't do stuff, if I didn't move my body, would I be able to pick Cooper up anymore?
No.
Would I be able to do rough and tumble with him? And not that I really like that much, but, you know, play with him the way I play with him, run after him. I want to be able to be strong enough and healthy enough to be able to do those things.
Of course, yeah. And it's so important because also you want your kids to look at you as this strong, healthy person.
Mm.
Because when they see that, they'll also want that for themselves.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, my mom is way older than me, but she can, like you're saying, rough and tumble.
Yeah.
For them, that's like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, Suri, that girl, she's like a force of...
Is she?
Oh, my goodness. She will literally just look at me, run, tackle, and like, just like, bash into me.
Second born, they're all a bit crazy.
And I'll be like, yeah.
That's me, I'm a second born.
Right. Oh, so you're part of the problem.
I am, yeah, I am.
So even with that, it's like, I'm like, if I wasn't strong, that could have hurt my back.
Yeah.
Or that could have taken me out, you know?
Yeah.
So we need to just be as strong as we can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Well, Tuckies, we're at the end.
Really?
Yeah, we are.
I feel like we've just started.
I know. I was watching the clock and I wasn't watching the clock the whole way through, obviously. I just checked the time and yes, we are, which is devastating because I would I could talk to you for hours.
I know. We'll always do those.
We'll just plan another trip away. That's what we'll do.
Yes, let's do it. Done.
And we can record
little dance
it.
Session.
Yeah, we'll record it at the same time.
Awesome.
But thank you so much. Thank you for a little insight into your life. And thank you for being like a positive ray of sunshine. You are what we all need. And if you need that positive ray of sunshine, go and give Tacky's a follow on Instagram because she's incredible.
Yay. Thank you at Tacky7. Thanks for having me, my gorgeous.
Thanks for listening to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast. Make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button so you never miss an episode. We'll be back with another episode, same time, same place, next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.